My apologies for being so late, although for me it's only midday here in Toronto, and I realized that going further west, Europe and India, it's late for all of you. Anyway, I'm staying at my cousin Robert's place. My flight got in quite late last night, and I set myself up, got things organized. I've just finished doing puja to Radha Damodar, and I'll be going over to my mother's place for lunch along with the family. Hare Krishna. I've been listening to Devamrita Maharaj's course at the Bhakti College in Budapest. Maharaj has been here in Hungary, and I think he's leaving tomorrow on Sunday. And he's been giving a really brilliant dissertation, well, let's say dissection of modern Indology, starting with the history of how it evolved and then working on the different points. And I'm just listening to the lectures one by one. They're really very good. I would encourage if devotees could get them to listen to them, although the Hungarian translation is on, but it gives you a little extra time to meditate on the things that Maharaj says. And they're extremely useful. Although he's talking to students at the college who have some academic background, specific interest in the Vedas, Vedic literature, and many details of how the modern understanding of the Vedas came to be, and therefore their approach is academic, as is Maharaj's presentation, but the basic principles are very useful for devotees in general, for preachers, for anyone serious about Krishna consciousness. It was interesting, Maharaj had told me a quote that Srila Prabhupada said, repeated by Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, that the more you kick in the face of the scientists, the more you advance in love for Radha and Krishna. And certainly this academic preaching was a real priority for Srila Prabhupada. He said, I appeared for two reasons in this world. One was to establish Krishna's supremacy by writing books, and the other was to defeat the rascal scientists. And amongst those scientists, some are evolutionists, some are materialists, basing everything on the origins from the atom, and some are the Indologists. All of these Srila Prabhupada spoke about at length, and wanted his devotees to do so, wanted his followers to preach on this subject, just like it's outlined in his book, Life Comes from Life. So that's very enlivening for me. I have six of the lectures, although Maharaj is giving his last one today on Saturday. I will probably be able to get those as well. I'm listening to them and studying them, trying to make mental notes of the important points that I've used in my preaching before. But Maharaj is putting in such nice systematic order and backing up with many historical quotes. Actually, one important point that came across for me in listening to Maharaj's presentation is how much people's vision of the world, the vision of reality, is molded by historical events. Historical events which are generally based upon politics, economic policies. In other words, by, for example, the British's desire to subjugate the Indian subcontinent for both political purposes as well as economic gain, they changed the general trend of overwhelming attraction for the culture of India, the teachings of the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, and the theology which is described in the Vedic literatures that was sweeping India in the 17th, 18th century. Because if Indian dominance, which even went to the extent of stating that everything that was known in the West, as well as the peoples themselves, originated from India, took root in India, it would be very difficult to subjugate India, to make them feel subordinate. And therefore, the Indian government began to pay academics in order that they'll discredit the Vedas, discredit Indians, and there was this great turnabout of attitude which was particularly fueled by the British Parliament, by the economic goals of the British Empire, and which was also wed with the great desire of the evangelical Christians at that time, who were themselves sweeping England with Jesus is the only way, and anyone who isn't a Christian must be a barbarian. So between the Christians' desire to save the Hindus from their plight and the Indian government's desire to exploit the resources of India, India became known as a backward country, a country where people are starving to death, whose books, literature are all mythology, and this is now accepted as the general rule of thumb by people at large. In other words, they've accepted a whole picture of reality. They've developed an attitude towards India, which was completely molded by the policies, by the history of the British government, as well as by the enthusiasm of Christian missionaries. Isn't that interesting? For me, it's wonderful, it's enlivening, it's enlightening. We need to be using our intelligence and resources to understand these things, and as much as possible to preach them and give them to others. Just before I go, a short report on our really ecstatic official opening of the Budapest Temple yesterday. The Indian ambassador was present, Mr. Ranjit Ray, who's a very nice gentleman, and actually I left before he did. He's there all day, really enjoyed himself officially, to cut the ribbon and opened the temple. In order to facilitate the about 250 guests who came. Minister of the Environment was also there. We had representatives from a few ministries, as well as the mayor. Quite a few MPs were present. The media was there. It was really a very wonderful event. The mood itself was very nice because it was on the temple premises. The tent was beautifully decorated inside, sort of the way that it's done for the patron's dinner at the manor, and people were very, very impressed. We started off with a little presentation by Devamrita Maharaj, who explained how Krishna consciousness, or at least he was helping begin and spread Krishna consciousness in the late 70s, early 80s. And talks by different political leaders, all appreciating the efforts of the devotees. I left around 3:30 in order to get to the airport on time, after Prasadam was already finished, and everything was nice. The decoration was nice, the stage was wonderful, the Prasadam was great, everything was beautifully organized, Prasadam was served very well, the atmosphere was good to facilitate the guests. We let them keep their shoes on, so they came in the reception area, everyone mingled over there. We had the introductory talk over there and the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Then we had a red carpet that went through the temple room in one door out the other, and people walked with their shoes on and everyone offered flour to the deities, and then out into the tent. I made the last presentation, which was explaining how a place becomes a holy place, how what was Samsung's headquarters had now become a Tirtha, a Dham. Anyway, it was great. I'm looking at my watch. I've got 10 minutes to get over to my mother's place, so I'm going to send this off right away, and we'll be in touch tomorrow. Hare Krishna.